We are continuing Yemei Hashem. We began last week, but tonight we're going to finish Hatmana. So remember again, just a quick review about what we did with Hatmana last week. There are essentially two different types of Hatmana, right? So there's Hatmana B'davar Shem Mosif Hevel and B'davar Shem Mosif Hevel. Two types of insulation. One is insulation with something that adds heat, and one just maintains heat. So remember again the distinction. With something that maintains heat, you're never allowed to insulate the pot with it, even before Shabbos, certainly on Shabbos itself. Something that maintains heat, you can go ahead and insulate with it before Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. Now, what we did see is, on Shabbos, what can you do? You could add on additional insulation, right? Or if the insulation falls off, you could put it back on. Or obviously, again, like if it loosens, you could go ahead and tighten it. All those different things that you're allowed to do, you know, on Shabbos itself. Okay? So with that, we're picking up Emir Tz Hashem on page 213. Page 213, the section that says Chaf Gimel over here. So look what he writes. He says, Hatmana aplata v'sila b'shuli iti. So this is actually a very interesting halacha. So literally, again, insulating aplata, which like usually means like on a hot plate, but we're going to see means something different over here. V'sila b'shuli iti. Or if you notice in parentheses, what does it say? Crockpot. That's Hebrew, right? Crockpot. So what about the issue of hatmana and crockpot? Listen to this. He says, "Aser la tofes asim shala plata b'magavas o smicha v'afilu imyas uzos b'arshab." So we'll say this is incredibly important. You are not allowed to cover. You're not allowed to cover a pot, right? That is on a hot plate or a blech, you know, with covers or with blankets or with any type or towels or anything. Now, why not? Why not? He says, "V'af shamageves v'asmicha." Ein on page 214. Eina mosifos chom mitzad atzman hoyo v'akdera munachas ala plata mis b'tosef ba chom al yedei plata. V'lochein dinon kedin hatmana b'davar shemosif chom she'isura gam me'erev Shabbos. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. See, up until now, right? If you remember from last week. What are our examples? What was the example of insulating with something that increases heat? You remember what was the Gemara's example? The olives, right? The olive pulp, right? Somehow olive pulp generates heat. So it's interesting. So you're thinking about, so a towel, right? Does a towel, which category of hatmana does a towel fall into? Would you put it into the category of something that intensifies or maintains? Maintains. But here's what's interesting. When you put a towel around a pot that's on the hot plate or on a blech, then suddenly what? The towel intensifies. It doesn't just maintain, right? Because why? Think about this just a moment. Because there's heat coming from the hot plate or from the blech, so the towel now is not simply maintaining the heat of the pot, but rather what is it doing? It's intensifying the heat that's coming in, right? Heat is being pumped in from the plata, from the hot plate, or from the blech, and now the towel is serving to intensify that heat. So this is very interesting. So even though the towel itself is something that maintains heat, doesn't intensify it, yet halacha lamaisa, when the pot of food is on top of the blech and you put the towel there, suddenly that becomes prohibited. This is very important. So therefore, again, he goes, v'lachein, dinon kedin hatmona b'davar shemosif chom, sheisur gam erev Shabbos. Therefore, halacha lamaisa, essentially, this is actually very interesting, if you have a pot on the blech or on the hot plate, you cannot wrap that pot in a towel. Because if you do so, that is considered to be insulating with something that intensifies heat, which is usher to do even when? Even before Shabbos.
I don't know. I wrote down notes from last week here on a couple of days on page 213, the second paragraph, the seer shalot and there Shabbos, the double game with the devil.
Yeah.
But that was talking about on fire. That's not on the fire?
That's not on the fire. No. That's not on the fire. That's not on the fire. Sorry, it could be that I misspoke. Yeah, that's not on the fire. Because if it's on the fire, then even, see, the interesting chiddush over here is that even though a towel by itself would be considered something that maintains and doesn't intensify, but a wrapped pot on a fire, and when we say fire, of course, we mean covered fire in this context, is going to be a davar hamosif hevel. Okay, so now watch this. So let's get a little bit more into the mechanics of this. He says, v'isser hatmana hurak kasher tomnin es hakedera mikol tzdadeh. So furthermore, again, this when we speak about the Isra Hatmana, this is very important. Hatmana, the prohibition only applies when you're covering the pot on all sides. On all sides. Aval kishein otfen es hakedera mikol tzdadeh, ein baze Isra. When you do not cover the pot on all sides, then halacha lemaisa, there's no hatmana. And by the way, all sides, what does all sides really mean? All sides doesn't necessarily have to mean the bottom, right? Because the bottom is usually situated, is sitting on something, right? But what it means is all sides. Rapashas means the sides and the top. We'll get into that in just a little bit. This is very important. Satmana only applies when you're going ahead and covering it on all sides. Aval, kishain otzima sakadera mikol tzadeha, ein baza iser. When you're not covering the pot on all sides, then there is no iser. Lefichach, this is very important. This is actually interesting. Mutar la'atov esrov hasir, she'al haplata, bimageves o smicha, she'kol zman she'ein hasir atov kulo, ein baza iser hatmana, umutar la'asos zos afilu b'shabes. So we'll say, so this is actually very interesting. So if you could imagine, so essentially what you could do is like this, on Shabbos itself, right? So let's kind of frame what we have over here. So okay, we're leaving aside the type of insulation that intensifies heat, right? That you can't even do before Shabbos. Now we've just discovered that wrapping a pot in a towel that's on the flame is going to be a problem of hatmana intensifying, hatmana that intensifies heat. Now, what happens if the towel doesn't cover the entire pot? You leave part of the pot uncovered. So what's the halacha? That's fine. So fine that what? So fine that what? You could even do it on Shabbos itself.
Could you do it on the plop though on Shabbos?
Yeah, assuming that you're leaving it uncovered. Because as long as there's some part of it that's uncovered, that's not called Tatmana, he could escape. It's very interesting, halacha. He says, there's another way to get around this, by the way. Look what he writes. He says, Mi'aniach al hasir magash rachav, yuchal lahaniach alav mageves, shetakif es hasir mikol tztadav, shekozman shakisui inono gabi defanos in zvatmana. Another interesting idea. Imagine the following idea. Let's say you have a pot, it's on your blech. You want to put a towel around it. So what do you do? This is actually quite fascinating. So what do? You put a large plate, like a serving plate, on top of your pot. And then what do? You drape a towel over that serving plate. So now what happens? The towel essentially is over the pot. But the towel is not what? It's not touching the sides of your pot. So technically speaking, it's mutter. Not technically speaking, it's mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because the size of your pot. In other words, essentially, what hatmana means is the actual pot itself is covered. So therefore, if either one of the sides is not covered, or the hatmana, the insulating material, does not hug the sides of the pot, right? It's draped over a serving plate that's put on top of the pot, so it's hanging down as much as everything is covered, but it's not attached to the side of the pot, it is going to be mutter. And by the way, you're allowed to do this even on Shabbos. Remember, if something is not hatmana, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, all right? If it's hatmana, even if it's the type of hatmana that maintains heat, that you can't do on Shabbos itself. But if it's not hatmana, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Now, by the way, the one thing you do have to be careful about this is use of a wet towel, right? So use of a wet towel you couldn't do because, again, causing a towel to dry could really pose two potential problems. One problem of bishul, another problem also of malabing, of laundering. Okay, so both say, but here's the part that I really want to get to for tonight. Take a look at page 215.
Do people really put towels on bless? Isn't that like a fire hazard?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, seriously. You know, come on, a little emunah, don't worry about that. The answer is yes.
People wrap urns.
Yeah, people wrap urns. The answer is yes, people do it.
People do it. Like Hanukkah candles, and then you hear about the God forbid their humps blow up, and then...
Right. I mean, I wouldn't say like as a common occurrence, but yes, you do hear that, right? Right. But that's more. I think Jews have been insulating their pots for generations, and their homes are still staying. Again, I'm not endorsing this as a good approach in terms of heating up food. But Lamais, we're just talking about halacha. The application, you'll take it up with your home maintenance staff. So look at 215, page 215. Yesh osim lishta. So let's listen to this. Now this is going to be, to me, this is the most exciting application of this halacha. Look what he writes. Yesh osim lishtamish besir lebishul iti. So by the way, the lashon of sir lebishul iti means sir is a pot. Lebishul iti means slow cooking, right? And in parentheses, crock pot. Right, a crock pot. So he says, listen to this. Some therefore say that it is usher to use a crock pot on Shabbos. Now watch this. Why would it be usher to use a crock pot on Shabbos? Mishum iser hatmana. Because there's an issue. A crock pot essentially is an insulated pot. Since later pot, shasir tamun besoch gufei achimum. So again, remember, what is a crock pot? You're taking a pot and you're putting it into that cylinder. I don't know what you call that. Is that the crock? You know, whatever. You know, you're putting it into that cylinder. So you are essentially surrounding it on all sides by a heating element. What does the heating element do? What does the heating element do? It intensifies the heat, right? It's mosif chum. It intensifies the heat, and therefore, alocha lemaisa, some say that it is going to be aser. Okay, v'matav shul shabah eino mavushol ha'isr la'daitem u'gam mitzad isr shehiya ala'ish she'eino mechusa. Now, by the way, there's another problem, potential problem with the crock pot, which is, and I will say, there's two things happening over here. Number one, is a crock pot considered to be hatmana? So Rav Mohammed is positing that according to many poskim, the answer to that is yes. A crock pot is considered to be hatmana. There's another potential issue, which is, a crock pot may also be considered to be an uncovered fire. Now you ask yourself, how could it be an uncovered fire, right? The coils are below. In halacha, the definition of a covered fire means the use of a heat source in a non-normative way. If something is being used in a normative way, that may not necessarily be considered covered, even if it's actually physically covered. So we're going to leave aside the shehiya piece for now. We're going to leave that. We spoke about shehiya before with Hilchos Mishal, but right now let's focus on whether or not a crockpot is an issue of hatmana. So I'm going to say yesh tzovrim. So again, first school of thought says that it is an isra hatmana. Again, let's go through this. Why would it be hatmana? It's surrounded on all sides, and halacha lemaisa, again, it intensifies heat. So because it intensifies heat, in other words, you think to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I'm putting it there, Erev Shabbos. No, because it's something that intensifies heat, you're not allowed to do that even on Erev Shabbos itself. Now look what he writes. However, lu masam, on the other hand, yesh sovrim she'in baze israt mano. Others say, no, there's no problem of hatmano. Why not? Ho'il v'chelko ha'elyon shel hasir galui. They hold, I will say, this is fascinating. You know what this comes down to? How do you view the lid of the crock pot? Is the lid of the crock pot viewed as part of the crock, right? The heating cheftza, the heating object, and therefore you have the sides and the top? Or no? What's the top? It's the lid of a pot. The lid of a pot, I will say, is never considered to be hatmana. Right? Remember what we said last week? What's the halacha if you put hot water into a thermos? What's the halacha? Is that hatmana? No, why not? Because putting food into a kli is not called hatmana. That's not called hatmana, right? Otherwise, we'll say if that was called hatmana, then what? Everything will be hatmana. Everything hatmana, because every time you put food into a pot, you're putting food into something that is going to help retain the heat. It's all hatmana. The act of putting food into a pot is not hatmana. The act of taking a pot and insulating the pot. So here's what's fascinating. So the shaila is, how does one view the lid of the crock pot? According to the first approach, the lid of the crock pot is not considered to be a pot lid. Instead, what is it considered to be? See, part of the crock pot heating unit, heating element. Right? So what does the crockpot heating element consist of? It consists of a bottom that has the coils that are covered, but they're there, the sides that conduct heat, and a lid. Ah, so that's hatmana. That's hatmana, right? It's fully covered on all sides. Other people says, no. The crockpot, the hatmana piece, is on the sides and the bottom. But the lid is just the lid, which means it's not hatmana. Why isn't it hatmana? Why not? It's open on the top. Yeah. It's open on the top. So the fact that it's open on the top, all it has is a lid on top, then halacha lemaisa, that is not going to be a problem. So this is a big machlokas, by the way. This is a big machlokas. And there are people who are machmir like this and don't use crock pots, which, by the way, we're going to get to that. We're going to figure out fire hazards, stones on the bottom of your crock pot, right? Tinfoil balls on the bottom of your crock pot. So we'll talk about this in just a moment. Right? So halacha lemaisa, what's coming out of here is a fundamental machlokas. How do we paskin with this? So the truth is, one could definitely paskin that a crock pot is not considered to be hatmano, and that we would treat the lid of the crock pot just like a regular pot lid. And therefore, the way we avert any hatmana issues by a crock pot is to simply say, although that is covered on three sides, it is open on the fourth, and hatmana in general is only problematic for something that is covered on all four sides. Now, just as an aside, so let's spend a few moments, because we have a few minutes left, let's spend a few moments on the Shehiyah issue. So we'll say, let's take a step back into our Bishul days for just a moment, right? So in our Bishul days, remember again, what's the halacha? You are not allowed to maintain food on an open fire going into Shabbos, right? Why not? Remember again, for our Bishul days, why not? Shemichata. Concern that you may come to go ahead and stoke or cook. So how do we obviate that concern? We use a blech. Right? What does the blech do? The blech essentially diminishes the cooking power of the flame, and because the cooking power has been diminished, there's no concern you're going to come to stoke the flame. So remember again, if you remember, there's an interesting machlokas by a blech. What do you have to cover? What do you have to cover? And there are many poskim who bring down that halacha lemaisa, it is not enough to cover the flame. What else do you have to cover? You have to cover the knobs. What's the logic? What's the logic? Shemichat. Remember again, if the concern is about adjusting the flame, no one's manipulating the flame of their stove on the stovetop, right? They're manipulating it with the dial, so it makes sense. That's why you'll see people do have those blechs that come down over the knobs. They get too close, they can melt your knobs also, right? But they come down over the knobs. Now again, the way most poskim paskin is that halacha says you don't need both. You don't need both. In other words, covering the flame is enough because that's enough of a hecker, enough of a recognition, enough of a reminder, and one is not going to come to adjust the flame once you have the blech on. Where this comes up, however, is in the realm of a crock pot. So if you go with the approach that the crock pot is considered to be like an open flame, again, you'll say to yourself, how can a crock pot be considered to be an open flame when it's covered? Because remember, again, the definition of an open flame is the use of a heat source in any normative way. So a crock pot is normally used, you put something in there, which means that for Shabbos purposes, you would want to do something which would obviate the concern of Shemi Echata. So what can you do? So the truth is, some go ahead and they do this thing with putting like either tin foil inside of the crock pot, or somehow putting stones or tin foil balls on the bottom, keeping the crock pot raised. But the truth is, Rabbi Lamed Reis says a much simpler approach. He says three lines up in the end of the section here. Ukedei shelo yehei bazet iser shehia kasher atav shul od lo hispashal kol tzarcho srichim lechassos es hakaftorim shabayim kovim es ramat achom v'chein halacha. He says, don't use tin foil. Don't start putting tin foil balls. Don't start with the stones. Leave all that stuff alone. All you need to do is cover the knobs. Cover the knobs. Or what some people also do is take the knobs off, right? You could also just pull it off. Point is that halacha lemaisa, all one needs to do is something with the knob. Cover the knob on the crock pot, and that is enough to take care of the shehiyah issue. So again, yes. So a hot plate is a little bit more complicated, right? If you have an adjustable hot plate, if you were to go ahead, the issue is, what is the status of an adjustable hot plate? So again, adjustable hot plate, according to most poskim, just has the status of a stovetop, not even of a blech. So adjustable hot plate doesn't actually do that much for you on Shabbos. You'd still have to put something on top of an adjustable hot plate. Crock pot is a little bit different.
A hot plate, just no
adjusting. Oh, so what do you have to cover? There's nothing to cover.
Well, is it considered a fire?
It's a covered fire. A non-adjustable hot plate is like a blech.
Well, why is it a crock
pot? Because crock pot has an adjust, correct.
I thought it's not considered a covered fire because that's the way you use it.
No, it's the dial. It's the fact that the crock pot has the ability to adjust it. Right? And the whole idea is that people don't cook on a blech. People cook in a crock pot. They're used fundamentally differently. So both say, so therefore, halacha l'maaseh comes out of here as follows. From a hatmana perspective, right, so the hatmana issue, so again, that's the machlokas. Essentially, fascinatingly enough, the machlokas comes down to, how do you view the lid? Is the lid considered to be part of the crock pot heating element, in which case you do have a hatmana issue, or perhaps the lid is just considered to be just that, a lid. And therefore, again, because it's a pot lid, there's never a hatmana in utensils themselves. So from Lamed Paskins, as this seems to be the normative approach as well, crock pots do not represent any problem of hatmana. Now again, when can you get into a problem of hatmana? When you get into a problem of hatmana? If you put a towel on top of your crock pot. So right. So again, just to point out over here, that would be hatmana. I'm sorry? It is Mosif Hevel. It's going to have to be Mosif Hevel, right? Remember, it doesn't, remember, the whole chap is, correct. So by definition, anything on top of something that is generating heat always is going to be mosif hevel, even if the item by itself is not actually in ours. So a towel, right, a towel on top of a crock pot is halachically going to be considered mosif hevel because functionally that's what it does, even though by itself it would not be. So that would be a problem. Putting a towel on top of the crock pot would absolutely be an issue of hatmana, bedavar shemosif hevel, even before Shabbos. But again, lemaisa, just regular use of a crock pot itself would be fine. Cover the knob as well. Take.
Well, it's fine.
Aren't you cooking them when you take the top off?
Take the top off. Put a pan,
like potato kugel. You want Shabbos day. You want to take off the lid of the crock pot
put like a metal pan on top.
Yeah. The only thing you just have to be sure of is that your chalent is fully cooked. As long as you are confident that your challenge is fully cooked and you are not causing any like major changes, then that is fine. That's actually a case of kedera gabi kedera. In other words, that would be fine. That would be placing one pot on top of another pot, and as long as the knob of your crock pot is covered, you're good to go.
Does that have to be on Shabbos? You create a bluff on Shabbos. You can do that. You put a bluff on top of the heat source.
Yeah.
Does that have to be on Shabbos for?
No. Assuming that it's a fully cooked salad. Again, I will say again, without getting into all the intricacies of Bishul right now, assuming that again, that halacha maisa is a fully cooked salad, there's no liquids in that, that would be fine. By the way, it's not a blech. You're not creating a blech. That's kedera gabi kedera.
Oh, because the heat is considered.
Correct. Because the heat source is considered to be covered because you covered the knob, and then the crock pot is sitting on top of the heat source.
We put it on top of the crock pot, but I don't believe I'm taking it off.
The Spiros are very skilled, so you could you're able to do it with the Shmichik sticking out over there, so you could you could balance it.
That cover has to be flat, right? If that cover had you took like a 9 by 13 pan, turned it upside down, and put it on top, isn't that then covering the top?
No, because that would be like, remember, because the covering is not flush against the thing, that'd be fine. You'd be fine. You'd be fine. All right, Rabbi Sai, Shkayach, finished Hatmana. Onto different Talmud Halachas next week. Emir HaShem, Mayriv, and reminder of the same Talmud.